USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test result. The FDA also revised the emergency use authorization for the drug to include pediatric patients under the age of 12 who are also experiencing mild symptoms. The actions will allow the patients to receive remdesivir through intravenous infusion for a total of 3 days. The FDA said while these actions provide another treatment option to reduce risk of hospitalization, remdesivir is not a substitute for vaccination. They stressed that vaccination remains the strongest preventative measure against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
From the deep south to the northeast, temperatures are dropping as a winter storm barrels through the area. West Virginia and the Carolinas are now seeing snow and ice, according to forecasters. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says while the central and western parts of the state saw most of the last storm,
this time it's the people in eastern North Carolina that will likely feel more of this storm's brunt.
At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Four Belarusian officials were charged with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, according to the Justice Department. A federal grand jury in New York indicted the four men who were accused of orchestrating the diversion of a Ryanair flight last May. None of the men are currently in custody, but the Justice Department said the United States looks forward to working with our foreign partners to bring them to justice. Flight 4978 was carrying four U.S. citizens and more than 100 other passengers on its way from Greece to Lithuania when it was forced to land in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, on May 23rd. At the time, Belarusian aviation authorities said a bomb threat was the reason for the diversion, but the White House later said it was diverted over false pretenses after a Belarusian journalist, Roman Protasevich, was arrested upon landing. The FBI said, "We allege the defendants carried out an elaborate scheme to fake a bomb scare which forced an airplane to make an emergency landing in their country so they could arrest a dissident journalist." The charge of conspiring to commit aircraft piracy carries a minimum sentence of 20 years. The Justice Department also accuses the four men of attempting to orchestrate a cover-up. In May, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko confirmed that he gave the order for the Ryanair flight to land in Minsk while being escorted by a MiG-29 fighter jet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.